views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Give Me the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Give Me the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Give Me the Joy radio show. I'm going to be your host today, Lynn Horde, and today we are talking about joy at work. Now, stay with me, because I know a lot of people out there feel like work is not necessarily a thing that you get enjoyment from. And I can concur that I've had many a job in my early career. When I first started out in work, I was a journalist. I worked in the media. And I had my share of jobs I didn't like and bosses who were not the coolest people on the planet. So I totally understand that, you know, when we talk about work, as in like if you've got a job, you know, if you're kind of in a career, that you may not think about it as something that you get joy from, or you may struggle, or you may have periods of joy, and then you're like, yeah, you know, just not having a good run of it at the moment. So I really wanted to talk about this today because here's the reality. If you're in a job, you know, you can spend probably at minimum 8 hours a day there, 40 hours a week, and altogether I think it adds up to around, you know, roughly a third of our life. So 24 hours a day, 8 we're sleeping, 8 we're hanging out, and 8 we're at work. So a third of our life is doing some form of work. So you could probably agree with me that it's kind of important to see if we can find ways to actually enjoy this thing that we call work or a job. So it's been an interesting, so I've done a little bit of research about the history of work and how our attitudes towards it and how that's kind of changed over time. So in the research I did, it showed that, you know, back in the Industrial Revolution times, as an example, work was never thought of as a thing that brought you anything other than a paycheck. You know, and we still have that quite a lot in our culture today. You know, work is something you go, it pays the mortgage, it pays for you to go and have fun, it pays towards the retirement, which you eventually get to take, and that's when you get to have some more fun. So it's more of a thing that provides for you in terms of, you know, finances, and rather than necessarily a thing that can give you meaning and bring you some more joy. Now, that is certainly changing. So while that definitely is a big way that people still think about work, they're, especially with the younger generations now, they are definitely coming to their working career out of university and into their first jobs, and they really do, they're definitely looking for something more. So, I mean, maybe you have kids, maybe you are someone who's from, you know, Gen Y and Gen Z and the ones that come after that. You know, or maybe you're someone who's of an older generation and you don't necessarily think about work as something as that can bring you more, but maybe you're wondering about that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, some of the ways that we can bring more joy into our work. And I did put this title intentionally as even if you don't like your job, there are still ways that we can enjoy that. And that's really, it's a really important piece. We'll start there. But before I really dive in, like this is a really big topic. I have a whole course on this about joy at work, because there's so many things that are involved, you know, in us actually changing the way we see our work, you know, things that we can do differently, the way we can engage with our work in a way that brings us more joy. So I'm really interested about how, you know, what are your challenges when it comes to work? So if you're listening in right now and you want to call in, the number is and tell me what, you know, we could tell me what your challenges are, and we can talk about how you could, you know, find your way around those to find more joy at work. The number is, if you're in America, I think it's 1-800-930-2819. And if you just want to send in a question, so if you don't necessarily want to come live on air, you can send in a question that will go to my producer and he'll pass it on to me. So that if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, on the homepage there on the right-hand side, there is a box. So you can type in your question and it'll get sent over to me, and I can either answer it today if you're there and you're putting in your question soon, or I can answer it over in my Facebook group, which is facebook.com/gimmethejoy, or just search for Give Me The Joy in Facebook and you'll find us, and you could post it in there. So let's dive in. So I've given you a bit of a context in terms of why this is important, you know, because it's a third of our life. So if you're a person who really wants to increase the amount of joy you feel, this is a really big slice of the pie here that we need to have a look at. So the first thing that I wanted to kind of talk about today around this was actually opening yourself up to the idea that that work and your job is a place where you can find joy and where you can derive pleasure from. What I've often found in the work that I do is there's like an immediate resistance to this idea around actually finding enjoyment at work. And it's, you know, people might say things like, well, you know, work isn't a place I go to have fun, or, you know, I do all these things I don't like at my work or in my job, so it's not something that I'm going, you know, I'm not going to enjoy it. It's not going to bring me a whole bunch of joy. So the first thing to really do is recognize that we often have resistance to this idea. It's a really strange thing. It's like sometimes it feels like we can't hold the possibility in ourselves. It's difficult to go, well, my job's just not that thing. I don't like, there are so many things I don't like about my job. And then also allowing space for, well, actually, but there are parts of it that I do like. So that's the first thing. I'd really love you to kind of open your mind to the idea that, you know, you can find joy at work, even if you don't like the tasks that you do, even if you don't like your role, even if you don't like your boss, you know, even if you're having some strife with a colleague, there are still ways that we can find some joy. So, and the reason that I just want to start there is because when we open our mind to the possibility of something, then that allows us to step through with an ability to be curious. So this is one of my favorite words, actually. I love the idea of being curious about something. So that's what I'm going to invite you to do for the rest of the show today, is as I present these ideas to you and these possible ways that you could engage with joy in your work, is to be curious about, okay, so with that particular one, how does that work for me, or how could that work for me? So that's my little invitation for you there today. And again, remembering, like, it's really in your best interest. That's the other thing here. You know, it is within your control to change the way you think about your work in order to bring yourself more pleasure and more joy from that 8 hours a day, you know, in your role and at your desk. And that's so important, because you really have more control than you might realize. And I think that's one of the things I get, you know, people say to me quite a lot, is when they start talking to me about their work, they really feel like, you know, they feel quite helpless in many ways. They feel like, well, you know, there's not a lot that I can change. You know, I can't change my boss, I can't change my role. So they find all the ways where they feel like they're not in control. So I want today for you to think about, there are many ways you can actually take back some control and things you can do. So I'll dive in and we'll talk about those a little bit more specifically. So I'm going to dive in the deep end and talk about the big one. So we are, as humans, we innately want to find meaning or purpose in our lives. And one of the biggest places that we tend to try and do that is at work, or it is certainly one of the biggest vehicles that allow us to do that. So when I talk about, you know, purpose or meaning, it's like, and there's a lot of, you know, people can get a lot of confusion around that. So I don't necessarily mean like, what is your purpose on the planet? You know, so you may be in a job, maybe you're in a call center, for instance, and you're like, yeah, this is not fulfilling my bigger mission or my bigger purpose on the planet. Okay. So that might be, but what's really important is to recognize that you might have one. Okay. So it doesn't, and we'll come to why it's okay for it not to be where you are right now. So we all want meaning or purpose in our work and in our lives. So how can we go about that? So if you're in a job right now, so let's use that call center as an example. So maybe you're like, yep, this is not fulfilling my purpose, or necessarily the big meaning for me. So first of all, the question I'd ask you is, you know, so what are your passions? What are your interests? You know, what are your hobbies? And first of all, it's really getting really clear around those particular things. So do you know what are those things that make you feel like you've got some meaning or some purpose in your life? You know, what are the things that make you, that matter to you? What are the things that kind of light you up when you're like, oh, I get a chance to be involved in those things? So let's have a look and let's talk about some examples, because I know it's easier to think through things when you've got some concrete stuff. So as an example, like, are you someone who is really interested in, you know, volunteering to make other people's lives better? So maybe it's volunteering to, you know, help the homeless people, volunteering to help, you know, build wells in Africa. So there are so many ways that we could do this. So it's like volunteering and making a difference in other people's lives, you know, and then it's like, so that's your, if that was, for instance, your big mission, or that was a thing that mattered to you and made a difference. So then it's like, well, how do you connect? So here's the big thing. How do I connect what I am doing right now with that thing that matters to me? So this is how we, wherever you are right now, this is how we find meaning in the job that you're doing at this time. So I've used volunteering as an example. So maybe that's something that matters to you. So something else could be maybe helping people understand, you know, how to really look after themselves. So like well-being in the workplace, or how to reduce stress, you know, how to be more self-aware. Maybe that's something that you're really interested in. So then it's like, well, how do I bring that into my work, or how do I find a place to use that passion in work? So as an example, maybe there is a project that you could suggest to your boss. You know, maybe there's a gap there and you're like, oh, look, I think that this would be a really good thing to bring into the workplace. Can I spearhead it? Maybe there's a project and you could get on board with that. You know, and if it's your company's not something, not a place that allows you to do that kind of thing, then it's like, well, how do I bring that into my workplace? Like, how do I bring that in for me? How do I set an example for other people with the, you know, creating well-being in the workplace? Maybe you start a meditation morning. You know, maybe at lunchtime you're like, hey guys, do you want to meet for, you know, 10 minutes of mindfulness? You know, so it's like there are always ways, and this is what gets me really excited when I get a chance to talk to people about it, because they're really, I'm an ideas girl, so that's one of my strengths, so that's why it's fun for me too, is so this is a way for you to, there's always a way to bring that thing in for yourself. So another thing is to recognize that wherever you are right now, it is absolutely adding to wherever you're moving to next. So the next chapter, you know, whether it's in your career, the next chapter in your life, maybe, you know, you have a bigger dream for where you're going in terms of your career, and you can recognize that the job you're in right now is a stepping stone. And then it's like, right, what am I learning here? What is the skill that I am learning that's really going to help me move on to the next phase? Because remembering, we have dreams, and that's really important as humans, but there's usually always a journey for us to get there to create those things. And right now you are climbing that ladder, or you're grabbing a piece of the skill set that you need to create the thing, you know, that will really light your purpose and fulfill your passion. So we're going to get to a break just right now. And when we come back, I'm actually going to give you some examples that I've seen in my work of how people have put this into play. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hey there, welcome back to the Give Me the Joy radio show. So we're talking about joy at work, and we're talking about one of the ways that you can find more pleasure and joy in your work is by finding meaning in your work. And before the break, I kind of started to give you some examples of how we can go about doing that, even if you're not in love with your job, even if it's definitely not your calling, and you're not really sure, you know, even if you're not sure, you know, where you're going in life in terms of what's your bigger purpose. You know, there are always things that you are passionate about and you are interested in, and that's where we find the connections. It's like, what matters to you outside of work, and how can you find a piece of that and bring it into work? So I'll give you a couple of examples. I went into an organization last year, and I did some one-to-one coaching with a team. So we did. I did some workshops, and we kind of set the scene for how to bring more joy into work. And then I did some one-to-one stuff with them, one-to-one coaching with them. And there was a particular woman who I sat down with, and the first thing she said to me was, "She's like, Lynn, I really don't like my job." I was like, "Okay, that's a great place to start. You know, good that we start off on a completely honest place there." And then we kind of worked through, and I asked her, you know, about, you know, what is it that she doesn't like about her job, and then we worked through, you know, what does she actually want to do in her life, like where does she feel like she was headed. And by the end of the conversation, what we really got to was she's passionate about women's issues, and her big dream was to create a magazine, online magazine for helping spread the word around women's issues and doing various articles and reporting about those. And she'd already started, so it was something that she was doing on the side anyway. And I said, okay, so I understand right now this is not your, you know, it's not lighting your big fire in terms of your big passion. I was like, but how is this helping? You know, how is this contributing to you being, to building that, to creating that, you know, when you get to that place? And you know, she kind of sat there for a minute. She'd not thought about it that way before. And then she actually started really, really slowly. She was like, oh, okay. So she's like, oh, actually, I'm really learning some amazing project management techniques from this job. And I know I'm going to need those when I'm kind of like the managing editor of this online magazine that I want to create. I was like, great. And then we just kind of started from there. And then once she kind of started to think about it, she listed off between 3 and 5 things that she was getting from this role that she knew were going to contribute to her being able to do that. And that helped shift her perspective about the job at hand. So when she went back to work, I kind of got a chance to talk to her about it later. So when she was doing those particular tasks in her day-to-day basis, you know, she wasn't going, oh, I'm bored, you know, this is really not, you know, this is not where I want to be. She was like, oh, but, you know, actually getting to do this now is contributing to me having the skills that I need when I'm ready to take that leap and go and create this online magazine. So that's just that's a way that we can do that. You know, we can bring in what do we want in the future? What's our dream? What are we trying to contribute in the world? And what matters to us? And find a way that connects in with what we're doing right now. And just another example is so a woman I know was in corporate HR. And she's a friend of mine, and she just got really tired of the mill that can be corporate. She felt like it was very uncaring. People's concerns were more around the bottom line rather than the humans that were actually populating the buildings and creating doing the work for the companies. And so what she did was she left her role in full-time work, but she actually went back in. So we sat and we were talking one day, and she says to me, I don't really want to go back into corporate, but she said, I realized that actually I want, so her big dream was to bring humanity into HR. So that's kind of her phrase. She wanted to bring humanity into HR, and it's really akin to something, you know, what I do with Joy at Work as well. It's like understanding that we are humans at work. And so she went back into corporate as a contractor, and again, there were things, you know, she didn't necessarily like about being back in the corporate sphere and in that space, but she knew that it was helping her achieve her bigger mission. So that was what was able to, you know, bring the meaning and the purpose, and then also bring in all the stuff that comes with that. Because when we find meaning and purpose, it does bring us, you know, it actually brings in creativity. It brings in better problem solving. So, and that's kind of a lot what I'm trying to do here is when we can open our mind to not necessarily what the problem is, but where we can find the solution, that's where magic can happen. When we start to see the things that are good about a situation, we actually are able to see more. It's kind of the way our brain works. We can train it to see more. And then it just, that's when magic happens and other opportunities present themselves to us. And I also want to say here that fundamentally, this is better for you as a human being. And I mean like on an emotional level, a physiological level. You know, when we don't like our work, it really creates stress and tension in our body. Now, I know that you probably know that. You've experienced it. You know, one of the greatest things people say about work is, you know, it's stressed. You know, I feel really overwhelmed. You know, there are a lot of things that a lot of ways that work can negatively impact us. So it's really in our best interest to find ways to alleviate that. And that's one of the things about you finding joy in your work yourself is that you are contributing to being more resilient, feeling less stress, you know, tackling that overwhelm issue, you know, finding more peace at work. So this is one of the reasons this is such a powerful thing to really get your head around and to think about, because it can have such a positive impact on you in many different ways. And the beauty about that, I mean, if you're someone who wants to be more present with your family – If you want to be more present at work, you know, because I'm sure people listening, you want to do a good job. Sometimes it's hard to find the motivation for that when you're not necessarily in love with your job. So this is a way that you can help yourself do that. Find the parts that you do connect with, that you do love, and they will bring you more motivation. Now, you know, I'm not saying that this is going to solve all the problems. You're not going to necessarily turn around and obviously go, oh my gosh, I just love my work now. You know, look, I live in the real world with you as well. But I guess what I'm doing is showing you the windows, those little windows of possibility and opportunity that can help you bring those things in for yourself to make your working life better, your health better, and your home life better. I've got a client that I work with, and it's amazing just the small things that she's been able to do because she's a doctor and she feels overwhelmed at work quite a lot. And we've talked about like mindfulness techniques and how that can make her feel more present and it brings her more peace. So there are a lot of things we can do. So I'm actually going to get to some joy hacks at the end. So I'll jump the gun there. So that's the first thing, is really do your best to find some meaning, connect with some meaning and purpose in your work. And the way we do that is really have a think through, like, what matters to you in life, in the world, in your environment? What matters to you, and how can you bring a piece of that or find a piece of that in your job in some way? So the other really big thing we can do, the other thing I want to talk about today, is investing in building relationships at work. It's the people. I'm sure you know this, but it is the people at our work that really bring us so much joy. You know, it's amazing the studies that happen. Like, so if we have one good friend at work, that makes an incredible difference to how much satisfaction we get from our work. I mean, I'm sure you know, if we like our bosses, wow, that just exponentially increases the amount that we can actually enjoy our day-to-day role. And, you know, I'm sure you've experienced both sides of that coin as I have. As I said, I started out in journalism, and I have a particular boss that I can remember in my second job as a journalist. I was a news reporter, and my boss at the time, he was old school, let me be tough. You know, I'll never praise you. You know, all you'll hear from me is criticism kind of guy. And honestly, he was known for making all of the women in the office cry. He was not a fun boss at all. And, you know, that's obviously, there's a lot he needed to learn about leadership right there. But, you know, I understand completely that we can really struggle when we have relationships with people in the office and they're difficult. So my question to you is, like, where can you find, like, are there people around you in your office? How can you cultivate those relationships? You know, do you have work buddies that you could invest some time with? You know, maybe you already have some. And the other thing I want to say around the boss, you know, one of the things that I will often hear is, you know, I really don't like my boss. My boss doesn't, you know, recognize me or value me, you know, and all of those things. And I totally get that, you know. Leadership still has a long way to go in many spheres in the working world. But there's not much you can do about that apart from, you know, be as honest with them as you can. But the other thing is just to recognize, and this helps you as well as them, that they also are human. You know, they're trying to do the best they can with what they have. And I get that that doesn't necessarily make it easier. But if we can bring some compassion to the situation, you know, if you are able to do that, then it really can go, it can go a long way to kind of easing the tension. And that's what it kind of creates, isn't it, when you're not getting along with your boss. You know, it can create that tension. So if we know that building relationships and that connection with other people, which is an innate human desire to be seen and heard, and we do that often through connections with people, like if we know that to be true, and research shows us overwhelmingly that's the case, then how can you cultivate, you know, better relationships at work? You know, as I said, is there a colleague? Is there someone in a different department? You know, maybe it's the guy who brings around the water for the coolers. Maybe he comes in every day and you have every week and you have a chat with him for 2 minutes or her for 2 minutes. It's like, where can you invest in somebody else? Where can you Where can you build that relationship so that you get that from your time at work? You know, I think something else I read was that time we have over the water cooler with other people is some of our most favorite times throughout our entire working day. So how can you find that? Where in your working day can you cultivate those connections? Because not only are they good for you in terms of, you know, they give us a boost of oxytocin, they're also good because we just feel seen and heard, and that's what we want as humans. So I have a little bit more. We're going to talk a little bit more about building relationships at work when we come back from the break. So I'll see you in a second.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Give Me the Joy. So we're talking about joy at work, and we're currently in the middle of building relationships at work and finding those connections that can bring us daily joy at work. Because as humans, we all want to be seen and heard, and we can get that through those relationships at work. And they relieve that, and if we get that chance to connect with people, even if it's for like 2 minutes while you're making a cup of tea, then, you know, it can help relieve stress. It boosts your energy. There are so many positives from this. And the other thing I wanted to say before I moved on to my next piece was, you know, this isn't always easy if you work alone. So maybe you have a role where you have to be in an office by yourself quite a lot. maybe, you know, if you're, you know, a salesperson and you're just kind of on the phone all the time, or you're on the road perhaps, you know, doing your thing, then it's really, you've got to get really creative. So I know that, you know, the suggestions that I'm offering today aren't necessarily easy things to implement. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you can really make some effort to implement these things, you will reap the rewards. So if you're on the road, it's like, you know, can I do, you know, when can I have a call with a colleague, you know? And I also, you know, I was just talking to my producer Carter about, you know, so he has lots of conversation in the day, but it's more with people that he's doing producing shows for, you know. And doing, I work for myself, and during the day I get to talk to a lot of my clients, and that's great because they're amazing, but it's not necessarily the same as connecting with a buddy, like a colleague. So it's worth just, you know, doing what can you do, you know, how can I get creative and make this kind of happen. So just something to really think about, because the piece here is building relationships, understanding how much they give us when it comes to feeling enjoyment in our workplace. It's the people. It's one of the biggest pieces, and research has shown us it's how we feel about who we work with that makes the biggest difference. So how can you create relationships that bring you that joy? So the third thing I want to talk to you about today is one of my favorite things, is really having you think about, what are your strengths and talents? Now, I know you might feel like you don't necessarily have control over this, and in many cases you may not. I get that. But what I really want to do is just point out how amazing it is when you can try and bring this in, and I'll give you some ideas about how you might want to do that. So, you know, we are so much happier as individuals when we get to utilize our skills and talents that we're really good at. So, and the first thing I'd ask you is, like, do you know what your top, you know, 4 to 5 skills and talents are? I'm really hoping that you work for an organization that is interested in this kind of thing as well, and you've done some kind of personality testing. You know, there are so many. There's Myers-Briggs, there's Talent Dynamics, there's Strengths Finder, which I know is a really popular one. And honestly, when I have done these over my working life, they've really transformed the way I see myself and the way I see my strengths. And that has resulted in me being able to get incredible amounts of joy out of the work I do. Now, I know I'm self-employed and I have a lot more freedom, but I didn't even know about, I'd started discovering my strengths when I was working as a manager in the field of journalism, because I just did not know. I perceived myself one way. I thought I was a detail person, and I thought I was a, you know, plans and structure kind of, you know, detail girl. And turns out actually my real strength lies in creativity, ideas, and relationships. I was like, wow. And it just changed the way I saw myself. And also what I knew to do to actually light me up. Because I tell you, if you want to brainstorm, if you want to talk ideas, I am your girl. Like, that stuff just makes me very happy. But back to you. So what in your work do you really enjoy doing? So maybe, you know, you are also someone who really enjoys building relationships. Maybe you are a detail person and you're actually more about planning or creating strategies or figuring out the processes, or maybe you're, you know, getting into the IT kind of thing. Maybe you're really good at analyzing, or maybe like me, you're good at ideas, or maybe you're really good with people. You're a people manager kind of person. So what are your strengths? So that's a really good place to start. So if you don't know what they are, either find out whether your company could do that for you, if there's a program available, and if not, there are many free things as well as paid personality profiling tests out there in the world. And I highly recommend doing one to find out more for yourself so that you know where you can start to look to build your own joy. Now, in terms of getting practical, so when you're at work, when you know this, it's like, how do you go about bringing that stuff into your role when maybe you don't feel like there's scope for it? And again, this is about the whole getting curious and getting creative piece. It's like, you know, are there projects? So it's like, you know, you look at your company as a whole. So where are the projects that I could potentially get involved with? You know, is there something that I could present, or is there an idea that I could present that would give me scope to use the skills? You know, is there, and the other part to look at here is in terms of looking at the tasks that you do on a daily basis, you know, if there is an ability to do this, like if you're working in a team, for instance, what's beautiful about that is that everybody has different strengths. So, for instance, I can do detail, but I don't really like it. And whereas I, have someone who I'm going to hire to be a VA because she loves the detail. You know, that is her strength. That is her skill. Like, she gets off on doing detail. I'm like, great. So it's like looking for that in your organization, in your team as well. Because, and, you know, if you're a manager listening, that's so much better for your team's productivity and performance. And, you know, if you're someone who wants to pitch an idea to your boss, you know, that's something that you can tell them. You know, when you are engaged in tasks, and again, I understand we can't do this all of the time, but it's like if we can get the majority of our time or more than we are currently right now using our strengths and spending our time in those areas where we excel or where we kind of are naturally gifted, you know, you are so much happier as a person. You know, you actually get a release I can't remember which it is now. You get an emotional, there's an emotional release in your body because it actually feels so good to be doing this thing because it comes so naturally to you. And what's beautiful about that is it makes you want to do more of it. So, you know, if you're someone who is really good at strategy, for example, and you get to just strategize, like, you know, day after day after day for different projects or different, you know, it gives you running momentum because you're like, oh, you know, I feel so good, let me do some more. Oh, I feel so good, let me do some more. And so as a manager, you know, if you're someone who is in a position of leadership, you know, and your company doesn't really focus on this, it's really worth doing it for your bottom line, for your productivity, for the performance of your teams. There are so many really big wins there. So, but back to you as an individual, if you're in a place right now where you're like, okay, I know I'm good at these things and I like doing these things, it's looking for the opportunities. Where could I potentially fit into a project? Ask my boss if I could, you know, alter to do this. Maybe you can offer to do something there so they can see how good you are at a project. I guess I want to say be brave. You know, be brave and take some risks if possible. You know, if you feel like that's something that you can do, so that you can bring that into your experience. And so there are just so many ways that we can do this with our strengths and talents. And it's even like if your job itself doesn't allow for that, you know, what else in the company might? You know, so if you're someone who's really good at building relationships, for example, but you're someone who has to sit at their desk and do kind of tasks every day, so you don't get that opportunity, it's like, well, where else can I do that? You know, is there a club at my work? Is there a colleague that I can support? There are many ways to do this within the work environment. It may not be within your specific job role. So that's the first thing to really think about. So what are my strengths and skills? And if you don't know those already, I really recommend doing some kind of personality testing. Then it's like, where am I already doing that in my current role? So that's the other thing, is being really aware of where am I doing that right now? Because often you might be, but you just didn't recognize it as a thing. And then the question is like, well, how can I do more of that in my role? And if there isn't anywhere that's possible, then it's like, where else within this whole scope of this thing called work, which involves, you know, the people, the actual tasks, the business development, like what else is going on in the company, where else is it possible for me to bring in to use these strengths and talents so that I'm making an impact that brings me joy? I'm making an impact on the company or on the people, and it's also bringing me great amounts of joy. So I hope that makes sense. Focus on your strengths and your talents, understand what they are, and then look for ways to connect with those and utilize them either in your job if that's possible or somewhere else in the organization. Look for the possibilities. That's what I'm going to say. Be curious and be creative. Okay, so when we come back, I'm going to be talking to you about daily joy hacks. So I'm just going to kind of give you a rapid fire bunch of ideas. If all of what I've talked about so far isn't necessarily like, that's not really going to work for me, I'm going to really break down some really simple things that you can do. So I'll be back with all those ideas in a second.
gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLoose.com. That's SarahLoose.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey gang, welcome back again to Give Me the Joy. So today we're talking about Give Me the Joy in relation to the workplace. So I've been talking about all of the different ways that you can actually take some control of how much joy and pleasure you derive from work. And so far what I've talked about is finding some meaning and purpose in your everyday job, building relationships because those connections bring us incredible amounts of joy when we're at work, focusing on your strengths and talents and using those as much as you can. And to finish off, what I'm going to talk to you about is a whole bunch of what I call daily joy hacks. So if all the things I've shared so far, you're just like, yep, that's probably not going to be possible in my role, or you can't see ways at this time how to improve those things or how to focus on them so that they can actually bring you more pleasure, then here's some other ways. Okay, so some joy hacks for you. So you might be surprised, but actually our environment, so our desk, our cubicle space, what's around us, actually can bring us a lot of fun and pleasure and joy. So as an example, on my desk, I know I work at home, but on my desk, I've got my colorful crystals, I've got some beautiful pictures, I've got all of the colors that I really love around me. So I like looking at my desk. It is fun. So what could you do when it comes to that? In your working space, are there pictures that you could put up? Are there quotes that would inspire you? Is there a desk, a screensaver, you know, that would make you laugh or make you smile. You know, what could you put on your desk? You know, plants are innately great for us because they actually cleanse our environment. They're very calming and very soothing. So plants on your desk, you know, can you bring in flowers? Like, what can you do to put on, you know, that space that is yours within the working place? How can you make that your own? You know, and I would encourage you to have fun and like play with this. We just had a little bit of, a laugh with Carter, my producer, because we were talking about, yeah, you could always put like a Wilson ball, like a little face, and you could speak to it. We were joking, but that did make me laugh. So it's like, what, you know, if you put up a picture of Wilson with, you know, Tom Hanks with his volleyball with a face on it, would that make you laugh? I mean, and wouldn't that be good? Like laughing at work, like what can you do to encourage yourself to laugh? You know, it's really, that is within your control. Like when you have 2 seconds, is there a quote or a picture? Look, I'm not encouraging going through Facebook because you're not allowed to do that at work, I know, but there is so much funny stuff on Facebook, you know. So I'm not encouraging that though, just saying there are places to go where there is funny things to be found when you have a free 2 minutes in your job. So how can you lift your own spirits? How can you find that laughter and how can you create the environment there? So the other thing to do is look for the small things in your day, like what habits can you put in that are within your grasp and your control that bring you joy. So, I mean, if you've listened to me ever before, you'll know I love a cup of coffee. And when I have worked in offices before, my coffee runs are like some of the highlights of my day. So, you know, whether that's a coffee run in the morning or a coffee run in the afternoon, it's like the savoring those simple pleasures that are possible right there. And so maybe that's maybe you're not a coffee person, you maybe you're a tea person, or maybe what you do is go for a walk at lunchtime, you know, getting up and away from your desk and having that time. If you don't get a chance to interact with people during the day, you know, at lunchtime, can you organize something that, you know, with a colleague or with a group of colleagues that allows you to go and have that connection time? So it's like, what could you build into your day that would give you a little slice of happiness, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, some other ideas there. So we've talked about like your immediate environment. What could you put in there that would actually give you a boost, a visual boost? We've talked about like what are some things that could give you some laughter that you looked at? You know, visual things are very funny. Maybe you've got a laugh, the Chinese dancing cat. I think it's a good luck cat. I'm not sure. But, you know, or the over here we have there's a insurance company called Churchill and they have this little dog that they give away that has a little floppy head. It does make me smile. So it's just things like that. What can you find to bring in your environment to give you that boost? So the other thing to recognize is movement. You know, moving your body can actually give you a boost. It can actually be something that's really enjoyable and good for you. So as I said, I mentioned the going for a walk at lunchtime. You know, is that something that you're able to do? Is there some form of yoga class that you could do after work? You know, maybe it's something that you can organize. Maybe, you know, if your company is someone who allows that kind of thing, space and time in the working environment every now and then, could you organize that? You know, what is possible? Because obviously feeling trapped or chained to our desks is not a good thing. So how can you, within the parameters of what's possible and allowable at your work, how could you get up and move around? You know, go to the water cooler. Like, how many times could you go and make a cup of coffee, meet with a friend, have, you know, obviously if you need to talk about projects, can you go and do that somewhere else, change up your environment altogether? You know, there, those things, like that change of scene is really an underestimated way of actually bringing us a shift in energy and a boost. So we've talked about the connection already. So some other ways is, as I talked about, the simple pleasures stuff. So we've talked about the coffee. You know, what are you, you know, how are you, it's like, what are the water cooler conversations? You know, that's a lot of fun. So even though I work for myself, when I get on the phone with my business buddies, so I kind of make a regular practice of connecting with them, one of the things that I talk about a lot is TV shows. Totally a water cooler topic if there ever was one. And I'd so love to hear what your favorite Netflix shows are at the moment. I'm watching Greenleaf, which is got Oprah Winfrey in there. She's great. anyway, it's really interesting. It's all about a family who's in church, and anyway, I'm loving it. So if you're out there and you love Greenleaf too, high five. So then that's the kind of thing over the water cooler. And it's back to also that passions. How can you bring your passions in? Maybe you are someone who enjoys the whole idea of mindfulness and meditation, and I really recommend that as a hack for work. If you want to reduce stress, if you want to, you know, feel more resilient and have more well-being, like that sense of well-being at work, and especially if you're feeling overwhelmed as well, you know, mindfulness techniques are such a great thing. You can do that sitting at your desk. You can sit there and actually do some breathing, you know, just for a minute or two, and that can really change your the way you your state. It can change your state and allow more space to bring in more joy. So there are so many smaller ideas. So what I'm going to do is just give you those as a beginning. So daily joy hacks, you know, simple pleasures, enjoy your coffee, you change up your environment, you know, find ways to bring in the things that get you off away from your desk and doing something different, you know, bring in some mindfulness techniques and some breathing. You know, there are a lot of little things that you can do throughout your day. So we're almost out of time for today, so I really hope that's been helpful. If you have any questions about this, I really would be interested to hear what they are. So you can come over to the Facebook group, Give Me the Joy, and definitely join us over there and post any questions that you might have. I'd love to answer them, and I often do Facebook Lives in there, usually one a week. So join me in there if you'd like to. If you are really interested in this topic and you'd like to find out more about my Joy at Work program and the things I do in business and organizations, you can have a look over my website at lynhord.com/corporate. And if you are a leader in business or a manager, you'll be interested in next week's episode, which is all about why happy staff are good for business and how as a leader you can go about cultivating a happy staff and a happy culture. So if you'd like to tune back into Give Me the Joy radio show, I am on every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. GMT. So I really hope you have enjoyed the show and look forward to connecting with you somewhere else soon or when you get to tune back in. So until then, have a wonderful, joyful week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Give Me the Joy show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhord.com.